Welcome back to Osho, A Course in Meditation, a 21-day workout for your consciousness. Today's program, Living Dangerously, invites us to step outside the comfort zone of the familiar, the safe, and secure. In his talk for today, Osho responds to the question, what does it mean to live dangerously? He helps us to understand why we are looking for outside thrills in our lives, explaining how these thrills give us at least a momentary feeling of really being alive. The meditation for today is about taking the risk of dropping our armor, our protection and security. Daring to drop that armor at will makes it possible for us, whenever we want to meet people in a new, more intimate, less formal way.
What does it mean to live dangerously? To live dangerously means to live If you don't live dangerously, you don't live. Living flowers only in danger. Living never flowers in security. It flowers only in insecurity. If you start getting secured, you become a stagnant pool. Then your energy is no more moving. Then you are afraid, because one never knows how to go into the unknown and why take the risk. The known is more secure. Then you get obsessed with the familiar. You go on getting fed up with it, you are bored with it, you feel miserable in it, but still it seems familiar and comfortable. At least it is known. Unknown creates a trembling in you. The very idea of the unknown, and you start feeling unsafe. There are only two types of people in the world. People who want to live comfortably, they are seeking death. They want a comfortable grave. And people who want to live, they choose to live dangerously. Because life thrives only when there is risk. Have you gone ever climbing the mountains? The higher the climb, the fresher you feel, the younger you feel. Greater the danger to fall, bigger the abyss by the side, the more alive. Between life and death, when you are just hanging between life and death, then there is no boredom. Then there is no dust of the past, no desire for the future. Then the present moment is very sharp, like a flame. It is enough. You live in here and now. Are surfing, are skiing, are gliding. Wherever there is a risk to lose life, there is tremendous joy. Because the very risk of losing life makes you tremendously alive. Hence, people are attracted to dangerous sports. Reaching higher, going farther away from the settled, the routine life, you again become wild. You again become part of the animal world. And each moment, the security, the bank balance, the wife, the husband, the family, the society, the church, the respectability are falling away and away, distant and distant. You become alone. This is why people are so much interested in sports. But that too is not real danger, because you can become very, very skilled. And then these risks are only physical risks. Only the body is involved. When I say to you, live dangerously, I mean not only bodily risk, psychological risk, and finally, spiritual risk. When I say live dangerously, I mean don't live the life of ordinary respectability, that you are a mayor in a town, are a member of the corporation. This is not life. When everything is going perfectly well, simply see it, you are dying and nothing is happening. Watch. One can miss one's whole life for ordinary, mundane things. To be spiritual means to understand that these small things should not be given too much importance. I am not saying that they are meaningless. Money is needed. It is a need. But money is not the goal and cannot be the goal. A house is needed, certainly. It is a need. I am not an ascetic, and I don't want you to destroy your houses and escape to the Himalayas. People come to me and they say they feel very bored. They feel fed up, stuck. What to do? They think just by repeating a mantra, they will become again alive. It is not so easy. They will have to change their whole life pattern. Love. But don't let your love degrade into marriage. Work. Work is needed. But don't let work become your only life. Play should remain your life, your center of life. Work should be as a means towards play. Work in the office and work in the factory and work in the shop, but just to have time, opportunity to play. Don't let your life be reduced just in a working routine. Because the goal of life is play. Play means doing something for its own sake. To live dangerously means to live life as if each moment is its own end. Each moment has its own intrinsic value. And you are not afraid. And you know death is there, and you accept the fact that death is there. And you are not hiding against death. In fact, you go and encounter death. You enjoy those moments of encountering death, physically, psychologically, spiritually. Enjoying those moments where you come directly in contact with death, where death becomes almost a reality. is what I mean when I say live dangerously. Love brings you face to face to death. Meditation brings you face to face to death. But remember one thing. Never forget the art of risking. Never, never. Always remain capable of risking. And wherever you can find an opportunity to risk, never miss it. And you will never be a loser. Risk is the only guarantee to be truly alive.
And now, here is a meditation to match. It is about dissolving a layer of protection, a certain type of invisible armor with which we have learned to face the world, our risk-free zone. One of the ways we protect ourselves from situations or people that feel threatening is to create a kind of armor around ourselves, a protective shield that helps us feel less vulnerable, more safe, and secure. It's easy to see this in others. We even have a common expression to describe it. For example, when a person who is normally shy and timid starts to speak up, we say, "She's coming out of her shell." Sometimes, this armor can be useful, even necessary. But the problem is that it often becomes a habit, a pattern, almost like a second skin that keeps us from feeling fully alive, spontaneous, playful, confident in ourselves and of who we are. But it has been with us so long, we don't know how to get out of it. And we should, in fact, be able to take it off as easily as we put it on. A woman came to Osho with just this difficulty, and this is what he said. "You carry an armor around you. It is just an armor. It's not clinging to you. You are clinging to it. So when you become aware of it, you can simply drop it. The armor is dead. If you don't carry it, it will disappear." He went on to suggest ways to start becoming more aware of this armor, using a meditation technique that brings awareness to where the armor is expressed in the body. There are three parts to the meditation. First, listen to them as I read them out, and then you can download the instructions for later reference. The first stage, walking or sitting, exhale deeply. The emphasis should be on exhalation, not on inhalation. So, exhale deeply. As much air as you can throw out, throw. Exhale through the mouth, but do it slowly, so it takes time. The longer it takes, the better, because then it goes deeper. When all the air inside the body is thrown out, then the body inhales. Don't you inhale. The exhalation should be slow and deep, and the inhalation should be fast. This will change the armor near the chest. The second stage. Start a little running, jogging, or walking at a brisk pace. And while your legs are in movement now, just visualize that a load is disappearing from the legs, as if it is falling off them. When our freedom has been restricted too much, our legs carry the armor. So start running, jogging, walking, or even unstructured dancing. And with the legs in movement, feel the armor around them falling off. And again, as in the first step, put more attention on the exhalation of your breath. Once you regain your legs and their fluidity, you will have a tremendous energy flow. The third stage. When you are ready to go to sleep at night, take off your clothes. And while taking them off, simply imagine that you are not only taking off your clothes, you are taking off your armor too. Actually do it. Take it off and have another good deep exhalation while letting that armor dissolve. The instructions for all meditations are available as a downloadable PDF file, so you can easily experiment with them in your own time.